Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to the Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ida Loos. And of course, we're actually in the last segment of the Christina Loos Show. I want to start with Otto, because just before we came back, he said, I know he plays bowling, he goes bowling, usually every week. You wear the mask?
Yes, you have to, you're allowed, when you get up to bowl, you're allowed to pull it down over your nose if you want. I don't, but you have to wear the mask throughout the whole time.
Wow.
And we normally in a league, you switch alleys. We don't switch alleys. There's a plastic divider between the two lanes. So you always bowl on the same alley.
Okay.
Your team always bowls on the same alley, and you do have to wear a mask throughout the whole thing. One of the people who I bowl with actually had to get out because of it. She had a breathing problem.
Yeah.
You know, she had a little bit of a problem to begin with, and bowling with a mask on, just, you know, she couldn't do it.
Hard.
She had hard time.
Otto, maybe you could answer this question, because this is actually, you know, on TikTok, this video came up, and it said it was a video saying, what is something that you did prior to COVID that you can't imagine doing? And it was people sharing bowling balls and then eating after, you know, and not even thinking about your hands. So how do they sanitize like a shared bowling ball? I mean, I'm sure you probably have your own bowling ball, I would assume.
Yeah, and in the league, everybody has their own ball.
Right.
And to me, I find it hard to believe that a COVID bug could survive on a bowling ball. Personal opinion.
Yeah.
You know, you're rolling the ball down the alley.
True.
It hits pins. It gets rolled around, yeah, and then it comes back on in the return.
Yeah.
I'm not a bug expert.
Because when I would go bowling, obviously I don't have my own bowling ball, so we would just pick, you know, the ones that are there. How do they handle that now?
Well, supposed to be that they sanitize everything all the time. You know, like you wear shoes. We all have our own shoes, but people who come in there and rent lanes and, you know, they get an alley ball. I'm not really sure how that's going to work. What I do know is that the bowling alley is suffering big time for a lot of reasons. The one I go to is in Mineola, Bowlmore. They had a whole game area there that's been closed since March, and that's where they made all their money. You know, kids would come in, buy the $6 Coca-Colas and play the $2 games. And, you know, they're not doing any of that. So they're surviving on minimal bowling, really. And food wise, most bowling alleys have a bar, and they survive on bar business and food business and whatever. None of that's going on. So even a thing like a bowling alley, even though it's open, they're taking a big hit, big time.
Do they let you eat at the bowling alley or no?
Say it again.
Can you currently like get snacks or get food at the bowling alley?
No.
Oh, really?
It's not open. Wow. You can't. We used to get. It's a senior league, so there's not even beer drinking going on because it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. back in my old days, that was a different game. but you can't. We used to get free coffee and free water. We don't get that anymore because it was on a stand that was open to everybody. So if you want water, you bring your own bottle in with you, but you can't buy anything.
Gotcha.
So
wow.
Bowling is a different game, as one example of a form of entertainment that's different. Businesses.
It is. It's all these businesses. And like I said, I feel, you know, I think about that all the time, and it's just, I couldn't even imagine. And it's things that you just take for granted, you know? And I think about that too. Like, you know, I mean, we often, you know, would go, all of us would go bowling, and, you know, it'd be like a fun, you know, night to be with friends, you know, and it's just the how everything has to be so drastically.
Yeah,
altered.
I mean, and you would go, you would have a drink or yeah. Snacks or whatever, right. All part of it. And kids, birthday parties.
Of course.
Let's take 12 kids to the bowling alley. Yeah. And then they have a game area now with all the great games. Yeah. And they get the sodas and the this and that. And none of that exists right now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just one example of one business.
And that's the point. Example, you got to multiply that by so many businesses that really it bodes very spookily for the economy. I mean, the stock market's doing fine, but it's like, guess what, people? There's so many people out of work. And what Oscar had said earlier, there's so many small businesses that are hurting or done.
And huge the more ripple effect.
On unemployment, the worse it is. Go ahead, Otto.
Well, the people who sell the beer to the bowling alley or the soda to the bowling alley or the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the chicken fingers and, you know,
but
whatever.
It's things that you don't even make connections of how it all just goes down, you know, and it's when you actually do, because unfortunately, you know, as an overthinker as I am, I have, you know, gone into those headspaces when it's like you think of just all the things, you know, like you said, the ripple effect of everything. And it's sad. But like I said, we have to remain hopeful that, you know, this new world we're in, that things are going to get, you know, hopefully better for everyone. And I know there's going to be, as we said, there's the aftershock of things and, you know, to rebuild and get back on track. And unfortunately, a lot of businesses, you know, can't, you know, I have one of my friends is a wedding DJ, you know, and I see his posts, you know, online, and it breaks your heart, you know, because it's almost like a forgotten business, you know, that kind of aspect of the entertainment, you know, and a lot of times they're not getting the same kind of assistance as other things. And it's just heartbreaking, you know, just to see how these things are affected, you know. And then people are trying so hard to be innovative, you know, and I'm amazed by those people that are kind of trying to reinvent their business or, you know, pick a new career to kind of stay afloat, you know, with a lot of things. So you got to give those people a lot of props and credit too, because it's not easy, as we said, but one day at a time is all we can do, you know. And that's, you know, and I have to laugh because on a positive spin of things, that's how we like to do here. The calendar I had given each of you, the 2021 Every Day is a Holiday, has been a source of amusement for me every day. And my little nieces get such a kick out of it too, because there's such silly holidays in it. So today, I want everyone to know, is National Polka Dot Day. You know, so if you so choose to celebrate, you know, get crazy, pull out your polka dots out of the closet. And also this weekend, you know, if you want to like start thinking about things, which is probably, I might have to celebrate this one. Tomorrow is National Pie Day, which is a reason to eat pie, you know, frankly. And I think it gives you, and then on Sunday, which I love, is National Compliment Day, which is really fun. So it's a silly little calendar, but like I said, this little thing I look at each day and it gives me a good chuckle, and you all will be laugh. My nieces were going through yesterday. They wanted to see what their birthdays were and everything. So I looked up my birthday, and my birthday is actually National Party Day. My husband got a huge chuckle out of that. He thought that was absolutely hilarious and quite fitting, as we all know. So I told him, I think I had the best deal. Yes, it's World Party Day. So my husband's was National Mole Day. And we weren't really
mole?
Like a mole, like an animal. Yep, like a mole. So Jay was not too thrilled with his. But it was very amusing. So like I said, it's something that it's a little something. And like that's all we can do right now, right? Is you can get caught up in the stressors, and obviously everyone's entitled to their moments, but it's all about finding the little things that can make you brighten your day or laugh. And that's it. Get outside, right? So that's something I'm trying to do. I get it's very cold out, but even if it's just for a short stint, I encourage people to, you know, wear your hat and gloves and scarf and everything. I know Otto was saying that he's still doing his walking at Jones Beach no matter how cold it is. You know, they just bundle up. And it makes you feel good. Even I was like, my husband and I, we went to Sands Point over in Port Washington over the weekend just to walk around. And it was,
you know,
chilly.
I have to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Dan just said, bundle up like Bernie Sanders.
Yes, we could all be the Bernie Sanders meme, which has also given you Finding Little Things. That certainly has given me some joy seeing how people creatively put him in pictures. I'm definitely going to have
Somebody said to me how dumb I am. I saw it on Facebook. I saw Bernie Sanders on the subway.
John's calling for them all. John's like, God, he's been everywhere. It's so amazing. And then,
like an hour or two later, I saw him in the same outfit someplace. Yes. I said, oh, John.
We could all relate to him in that moment. But, you know, like I said, we went to Sens. It was cold. But even just getting the cold, fresh air and feeling that was just, it made you feel better. And
I was just there about 2 weeks ago at that Sands Point Preserve.
See, Otto, we have a similar kind of plan. And that's what, it was really nice. And like I said, Sands Point, you get a lot of different terrains, which is very nice. You know, you can see like the beachy scene, there's the wood scene, there's like a park, you know, so there's all kinds of different aspects. And I have to say, it's lovely because it's big, so no one's ever near, but there was a lot of people out there and it was a chilly day, but there was a lot of people that are trying, you know, I think to get out there and,
$15, $15.
Yeah, $15.
You go for a walk or just to look around?
No, we went for a walk. I went with actually three grandchildren. Nicely asked me if I wanted to join them, which I did. And we walked. It goes along the water. It's a beautiful view.
It's on
the Sound. That day we could see everything. It was so cool.
Yeah,
Connecticut. You could see for miles, really.
Absolutely. And that's what. And I want to encourage people, you know, especially in North Hempstead. There are so many beautiful parks, small parks, big parks, you know, and like I said, the fact is there's kind of something for everyone. You could have a beachy kind of vibe or a more wooded vibe, or like I said, a more, you know, tailored, manicured kind of thing. And that's something I was saying, me and my husband are trying to kind of actively do each. And even though it's cold, listen, I can't wait. I'm counting down the days. And this is another positive note, which I was reflecting on yesterday as I was leaving work at 5 o'clock. Normally it was pitch black, you know, in recent months. So I get out, I'm like, oh God, it's pitch black. But then I noticed yesterday it was not pitch black, which means that the winter, we are just flying through this winter and we are getting closer to, you know, warmer weather, which was nice for everyone, especially during this pandemic. So I just want people to get, like I said, even if it's just for 10 minutes, just bundle up, get outside, just breathe in the air, do the breathing techniques Rebecca Miller told us to do last week.
That was good. I did that, by the way.
I've been doing that too. And I've been telling my whole family. And it's so every hour, do three big, deep breaths. And it really does make you feel good. You know, I don't know if it's mind or whatever's going on, but, you know, I'm going to stick with it. It made me feel good. So I just want people to do that. And it's just all about kind of finding your balance and taking that time to kind of decompress.
You said something very important, Christina. If you find joy in it, if it works, you do it.
Yes.
You're not doing anything bad. You're not doing something with a knife or taking chemicals or anything. Yeah. If that breathing helps you, nobody should judge it. Enjoy that breathing. And again, we're at the end of a wonderful show, starting off with Oscar. And then, of course, you two guys are always great. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great, great weekend, everyone. And we'll be back here next week.